boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2006. It's Halloween. And you're listening to This Is Halloween from The Night Before Christmas. I believe it was The Night Before Christmas soundtrack. I have loaded up a whole bunch of Halloween-themed music for the show. So it'll just be playing in the background, hopefully not too loud. And at points, I may raise the volume and listen to a minute or two. But before I get into my discussion of Halloween stuff, I do have a little bit of business to take care of, or a couple things I want to mention. And the first is that overnight, the temperatures have changed, and it's gotten much warmer here in the D.C. area. It was in the 60s today, and it's supposed to be in the 70s tomorrow. And I think that has caused the ladybugs to hatch. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, but the ladybugs have hatched and they are flying all around my balcony, and there must be 30 or 40 ladybugs buzzing around and all over the furniture and on the sliding glass or the screen door, and just they're driving me crazy. They're getting in the house and they're like invading. So the ladybugs are out and it's driving me crazy. The other thing is that John Ong mentioned on his show on Monday that he wants me to mention on my show that he is having a live podcast, a live broadcast of online podcast on Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Unfortunately, I will not be able to make it to that show or be part of that show because I will be sitting at the I will be sitting at American University listening to a chamber concert, chamber orchestra concert, something like that. So, John, I won't be able to participate, but there you go. I mentioned it on the show, and I suggest anybody who listens to my show and John Ong's show try to participate in that, and of course, go to his website to check that out. The other thing, too, is I have a voicemail from Ramble Redhead, and to play that, I'm going to have to stop the music. Sorry. And listen to this voicemail from Ramble Redhead. I know the volume is low, but you'll be able to hear it if I don't say anything. So let's listen to this.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom. Just want to leave you a quick message to let you know that I've been catching up on your shows. I had to go to Montreal for a sales meeting and got back a few days ago and trying to get caught up. And I'm listening to your show called George is Gay, and I'm hearing about your little weight loss thing. And I just want to let you know that I wish you all the best, but I have to give you advice that if you really want to win those contests, you're really going to have to exercise. And even if you just walk 30 minutes a day, you'll be amazed how much you can lose. So just want to let you know. And my friend Paul and I, we did a little contest of our own, and I'm happy to say that I won. I lost about 12 pounds. So it was not bad. I'm on the road a lot, so it's kind of, you got to learn to eat better and make better choices. But I just want to wish you all the best on your little weight loss competition, and hope to hear that the pounds will be coming off. But you got to do something other than just eating. So take care, and I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Tom, Ramble Redhead. Thank you for the advice on losing the weight. I know that you have to exercise, and I'm just too lazy, so I won't win the contest probably. Anyway, let me get back to playing some music. So thank you, Tom. I know that you left that last week early in the week, and I'm just now getting around to playing it, so forgive me. Let's play some of this. Do you recognize this song? You will in a second. Okay, I'm going to turn that down. That's Ghostbusters. Let's see. Okay, I was going to talk about Halloween stuff tonight, or today on this podcast. I hope that's not too loud. Let's turn it down a little bit more. Okay. Let's see. Where to start? Well, I have been listening to the episodes by on How Much Do We Love with Rob Lindley and Sarah Davis about their Halloween stuff. And I heard them mention about scary movies. And that made me think of the scary movies that I have seen and so forth. And which ones were really scary and when I saw them and so forth. And the first one I can actually remember, I think I was a junior in high school when this movie came out. And actually the movie was called Halloween with Jamie Curtis. I'm sure you are familiar with that movie. But I actually got to see it on Halloween. I think it was 1981. Maybe it was 81 or 82. I was either a junior or a senior in high school, and I saw it on Halloween with a good friend of mine, and I tell you, I was scared shitless after that. I was having dreams, and I was just terrified, waiting for that guy. I don't even know his name. Jason, or is Jason? No, Jason's from Friday the 13th. I forget the guy's name. Oh, Michael Myers, that's who it is. So, the actual movie Halloween that I saw, when it was, it premiered on Halloween, I believe it was 1981, but I saw that on Halloween and it was scary. Now, Sarah Davis mentioned Rosemary's Baby, and that is another very, very, it's not really gory or, it's more suspense, I guess, and just the themes in the movie are very scary. If you haven't seen Rosemary's Baby, you need to see it. It's from the 60s with Mia Farrow and, I can't think of that lady's name. I'm sure you guys are screaming. But anyway, that's another really scary one. And of course, The Omen is a scary one. And another one that actually really scared me was The Exorcist. And I know at certain parts you're thinking, oh, that's so fake. But then again, it's the suspense and the seeing things, what's going to happen and figuring out and all that. That's the scary part. And the steps that the priest, or I think it's a priest, gets thrown out the window and he rolls down the steps. That's right here it's in D.C. in Georgetown. And I drive by them relatively often, I should say. So every time I see those steps in Georgetown, I think of the movie The Exorcist and remember how scary it was and how easily scared I mean, I am still, as an adult, I'm 42 years old, and I still get scared watching movies and stuff. And, you know, I live alone, so when I go to sleep, I'm thinking, did I just hear something? What is that noise, you know? And then I think about it and get scared, and I have a hard time falling asleep. And I'm just such a big baby, so I still get scared at my ripe old age of 42. So knowing that I get scared, I completely avoid scary movies. I do not watch them. It's just... because I just know the effect they have on me, so I don't watch them. Okay, moving along to other things, let's talk about Halloween costumes. Now, you heard me talk on yesterday's show that the boyfriend and I went to a Halloween party over the weekend, and I was a... now, what is this one? This music. This is Love Potion Number 9. Let's take a listen. Love Potion Number 9. I can't sing. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is Love Potion Number 9. All right, that just made me think of something. Did you ever see the movie Love Potion Number 9 with Sandra Bernhardt? Not Sandra Bernhardt, Sandra Bullock. It was one of her very early movies. The guy in that movie, I don't know his name, but I used to think he was gorgeous. I don't know what he's doing these days. Anyway, I was talking about Halloween costumes, and I was telling you that the Halloween party the boyfriend and I went as a pirate. But now, in the past, I have gone to other parties dressed as different things. When I was dating this other guy, who the boyfriend had... happened to have dated as well, which is how small DC is. Anyway, I went to a Halloween party with this guy, and I was Fred Flintstone, and he was Wilma, He actually got dressed up in drag, and we went as Fred and Wilma. And I still have that costume, so I could, you know, still wear it possibly to a future Halloween party. But so I've been Fred Flintstone and a pirate, and I guess back in the early 90s, I went to a couple Halloween parties with my friend David, who used to be dating with David, who's extremely busy and has no time to be on the podcast or give us updates or anything. So, but anyway, I went as a monk then, you know, with the big long brown costume with the rope tied around your waist and stuff. I think I went as a monk for a couple of years, but I can't say that I have a favorite costume. I know I went as a kid, I went like as a ghost and as a witch, and I even think I was a pirate when I was a kid too. Now, I don't know if I like this song. This is Spooky. I mean, it's called Spooky. Let's skip to the next song. The next song is The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Yeah, I remember that song. I'll turn it down and just play it in the background. I was talking about costumes. I can't remember other costumes that I have worn in the past, but that gives you an idea of what I have worn. And I was trying to talk the boyfriend into saying that if we go to this winery next year, we'll have to do like a couple's costume where we dress as something, because we have worn out the costumes we've worn the last 2 years, so it's time for something new. Anyway, as a kid, we went, my whole family, because I'm one of seven children, I'm sure I've mentioned that before, we went trick-or-treating every year. My parents always took us trick-or-treating, and we lived in a huge neighborhood and always were loaded up with tons of candy. And my father would even take us to like apartment buildings that were close, and that way you could hit like six or eight apartments in one stop. So that was always fun. And we had tons and tons of candy. We, when we were younger, we used, regular old plastic Halloween bags. But then, as we got older, I'm probably 9 or 10 maybe, we used pillowcases. I don't know if anybody else used pillowcases, but we used pillowcases. And we would, you know, get as much candy as we could. And then when we came home from trick-or-treating, everybody in my family would all dump out the candy in our own little area, and then we would start sorting it by, you know, put all the Snickers together, all the Three Musketeers, and those are the ones you saved, you know, you ate all the bad stuff first and saved the good candy bars for, you know, later. And I remember our Halloween candy would last us like months. And our parents never took it away from us either. You know, I'm sure how some kids, their parents take it away and give them a little bit here and there. But we always were able to just control our own candy and eat it whenever we wanted to, which was great, because that was like one of the very few times of the year that we actually got candy. When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. Let's do a little bit of this.
Sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run.
We understand. We get it. So anyway, we would dump out all of our candy and sort it, and then we would start doing trading, where we would trade with our brothers and sisters. You know, like if I liked something or whatever I didn't like and somebody else liked, we traded for things we did like and stuff like that. I remember it was a lot of fun. And I also remember too, before we would go out trick-or-treating, my mother would always get like apple cider, not hot apple cider, but just apple cider, and glazed donuts, preferably from Krispy Kreme. So we would each get a donut and a glass of apple cider, and we would love it, because, you know, it's like sugared us up for the next hour and a half of trick-or-treating, or 2 hours, or however long we were out trick-or-treating. And, you know, when we were little, we didn't have to worry about, at least I don't remember worrying about poison candy or anybody trying to like snatch us while we were out trick-or-treating. I just remember it being just a ton of fun going trick-or-treating and, you know, dealing with our candy, having the apple cider and donuts. It was fun. We had such a good time as kids. Now, in terms of like what kind of candy we liked, I always had favorites. Of course, I liked, and I still do, of course, as an adult, Snickers, Three Musketeers, Milky Ways, Clark Bars, Butterfingers, Zagnut Bars, They didn't make those little, you know how the little miniatures or the like the quarter-sized candy bars in the Zero bar, but I like the Zero bar. They always made those little tiny Charleston chews. And the thing that everybody hated were those little like peanut butter chew things that were twisted in orange and black papers, like orange and black wax paper. Nobody in my family liked those. My mother ended up eating most of those. Or if that was what all the only thing you had left, you went ahead and ate them anyway. But for the most part, we did not like those. And then, of course, there were like the Smarties and Necco wafers and... Oh, God, I can't think of all the different stuff. I don't remember ever getting like an apple. I'm sure I did. And people who give out money, I don't think I ever remember getting that because it just didn't stand out in my head because all I wanted was the candy. So I stuck to the candy. And of course, oh, I love candy corn, especially when candy corn comes in those little individually wrapped packages with like 6 or 8 pieces of candy corn. I used to have tons of those and love them. And I love candy corn as an adult. I don't have any candy corn in my house right now, but I do love it. The secretary at work has a jar of candy corn sitting on her desk, and I take a handful every day or so just because I love candy corn. And you know those little pumpkins that are made out of the same confection as candy corn? I like those, too. Those are good. Those are good to have anytime during the fall because they're not specific for Halloween. And, you know, possibly candy corn is not specific for Halloween either, but... I just remember loving, well, I still love candy corn. Now, the boyfriend is not a big sweets eater, so I don't think that he even has a favorite candy bar. He just likes dark chocolate, just like plain dark chocolate and like a dark chocolate bar. So I might have to get him some of that. Now, right now, as an adult, I don't do, I don't hand out candy because, as you may know, I live in a high-rise building and there aren't that many kids. I mean, of course, there's a handful of kids. What song is this? This is Werewolves of London. I don't remember this. Ooh, let's do the next one. Can you name this song? It's Somebody's Watching Me. Remember that guy who did this? I think this is like a one-hit wonder. But, yeah, somebody's watching me. I can't think of the guy's name. Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, I was just saying that each Halloween, because I've lived here 8 years now, and what they do is if you want to participate in handing out candy to all the kids who live in the building, then you will go down to the front desk and you will pick up an orange and black streamer and you tape the streamer to your door. That way, all the kids who are in the building will know that they are only supposed to go to the doors with the streamers taped onto them. And I think that is a great way to do it. That way, you know, like me, who's not going to hand out any candy, I won't get door knocks every night. I mean, all night on Halloween, people knocking on my door when I really don't have any candy to give out. Now, talking to the boyfriend, they do it at his building totally differently. He also lives in a high-rise. But the way it is if you want to hand out candy in his building, you have to sign up at the front desk and give him your apartment number. And then what they'll do is they'll print out these lists of apartment numbers of all the people who are going to give out candy. And then they hand the list to the parents of the kids. And then they can go around and just knock on the doors that are on the list. Now, I think that's awfully complicated and just not, you know, it's not efficient, that's for sure, if you're thinking about efficiency. And trick-or-treating, I should say. That's kind of funny. I haven't established any Halloween traditions or... I guess traditions is the word for myself for Halloween because every year Halloween's on a different day. So, and if it was on a weekend, it would be totally different. I might consider handing out candy, but during the week, I'm just too busy. I got too many fucking things to do. And handing out candy is not one of the things I want to do. Plus, as you heard from Ramble Redhead's phone message, I'm doing this kind of a little bit of a weight loss thing, and I would sit there and eat all the candy while I'm waiting for kids to come to the door. And I don't need to do that because I just do not need to do that. And speaking of that, I did buy some apple slices today, so I will be trying to eat some fruit at least. I'm so lazy, I bought the ones that are already sliced. But, you know, that's, you know, neither here nor there. Before I end this, I did want to play one song that should remind you of Halloween. I think I'll go ahead and play it all the way through. So let's listen to this song, and then I'll come back. Oops, that's too loud. Okay, let's do this one. And I'll be back at the end. Probably heard enough of that. Anyway, I just was thinking that of listening to my show from last year and finding out what I talked about on Halloween, and I have no idea. I'd have to listen to it. But I think I covered everything I wanted to talk about. Scary movies, candy I like, costumes I've worn, traditions on Halloween, what I used to do as a kid. There was a movie that I did like kids' movies that I like to watch for Halloween. Of course, Charlie Brown, it's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. I totally missed it this year. But the boyfriend has it on DVD, so I can watch it anytime. And what's the one with Bette Midler, and it's like her sisters, they're like three witches who come to life on Halloween, and then they chase these kids around town. What's the name of that movie? It's definitely a kid's movie. It's fun. I forget the name of it. I'm sure someone's probably screaming it out right now. But I wonder if on Tuesday night, or tonight, Halloween night, if they're going to play any shows that are, you know, Halloween related. No, they're going to play Dancing with the Stars, and nothing special is going to be on tomorrow night. I mean, tonight. Anyway, excuse me, I am going to... Oh, that's the end of Munch the Mash. Let's play the Purple People Eaters. Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. Oh my God, I just realized the other movie that I like is... oh God, what's it called now? I just got it in my head. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's what it is. I love that movie, too. I have that on DVD, I think. Well, I think that's enough about Halloween. I hope you have a great Halloween. Hope you have some fun handing out candy. And if you're going to go trick-or-treating, wear a nice costume. Although, if you're listening to this, you're probably too old to be going trick-or-treating. However, if you want to send some candy to Archer, you know the P.O. Box. I don't even know the address myself. But you can find it on the website somewhere. I know I have it somewhere on the website at some point. Anyway, have a great Halloween, and until next time, boys and girls, bye. It's eating purple people in a short his time, but that's not the reason that I came to land. I want to get a job in a rock and roll band. Well, this was old rock and roll, flying purple people, eat a pigeon toad underground, flying purple people. Ah, Archer Radio.